come away, I can't make it millions. Maybe that'll take this. So we're just gonna get right into it. All right. So for the people that don't know, I met the beautiful Trouble on an app called Tagged. We just clicked, and from there, the rest was history. I'm no longer on that app, but she's a really, really good friend of mine. I consider her a sister. If you're on Instagram, make sure you tap in with her and follow her. Her name on there is Here Comes Trouble, okay? Because she is a whole lot of trouble. She's the sweetest person, okay? But we're going to get into this interview. What everybody's been waiting on. I know, guys, I've been all over the place. I'm here though, okay? So the first thing I want to dive in with you and ask you is, can you share with us your initial diagnosis and how you felt when you received the news?
Well, my official diagnosis was end-stage renal failure. By the time they caught it, I was like stage four. So there was no really like going back. Hearing that news and them telling me that it's time for dialysis, I didn't know what dialysis was. I had no clue what to even think about it. And, and in my mind, like my aunt had cancer when I was a teenager, and I used to watch her when my mom would pick her up from chemo, and she would be so debilitated. Okay. And so all I knew was that. And so I'm thinking, I don't want to be like that. Like, I'm too young for that. Right. I don't want
right.
to be, you know, I mean, it was like sucking the life out of her. And then when I did learn what dialysis was, I really got sick and tired of being sick and tired. But that diagnosis, it hit you like a ton of bricks. Really, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It was hard. It was really hard.
I can imagine, sister. Ooh. What were the biggest challenges you had to face during your illness?
Finance. My biggest hurdle was financial. For a long time, you know, I wasn't able to work and, you know, trying to keep these bills paid and take care of these kids. And, you know, it's like the state and everyone getting no help. And then like,
right.
I don't want this much help. I just want this much. But, you know, I just stayed prayed up. My family prayed me up. I prayed myself up, and God got me through it. You know, and then like sometimes, you know, when I had to spend a lot of time in the hospital and stuff, being away from my kids was being away from my kids was the biggest thing, but finances was definitely a close second. But being when my kids, because when I was originally diagnosed, I lived in Texas, and my sister, you know, after I was diagnosed, my sister was like, look, why don't you just let me take the boys with me and bring them, you know, take them to North Carolina? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Right. Take my kids away from me? Like, no, ma'am. Mm-hmm. But it was the best thing. You know, I couldn't be a good mom. You know, I was tired all the time, in and out of hospital, just couldn't be a really good mom. And so I was like, you know what? That was the hardest decision I ever made in my life. But I sent them across the country, and I didn't come, you know, I didn't get back to them for, it was 2 years before I got back to them. So that was the biggest thing. And it was, it was really hard. I could talk to them every day. I talked to my kids every single day, but I couldn't, I couldn't hug them, couldn't touch them, you know, and that's hard.
And I can imagine how you felt, because I know how close you are with your kids, how you speak about your son.
Now my baby, and my little one was only 7, so.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. You are strong. You are so strong.
I try to be.
Can you describe a moment when you felt particularly low and how you managed to overcome it?
particularly low was like the day and the week after I sent my kids to North Carolina. That I cried for days, not being able to see, my oldest son was like 15, and he was angry with me, and that was hard. That was really hard because he was very angry with me for sending him away. And I said, it's not like I'm sending you away. This is the best thing for you right now. This is the best thing. And you don't like it, but believe me, I don't like it either. But that week was tremendously hard. It's tremendously hard.
I
Like
can imagine. Oh,
I have
goodness.
pictures on my Facebook page of the day that they were leaving, and I was sitting on the back of the U-Haul, and my youngest son came up, and he just put his head in my chest, and that was just, and I just broke down because that, I wasn't going to see him for a while. That was hard. That was really hard.
He was so little.
Yeah.
I
He was
can
so little,
imagine.
and because he
And he
didn't really
seemed
know
like
what was
he's
going on,
He just know he was leaving his mom. Yeah, they feel it. So during that time, although you were physically away from them, you FaceTimed, you got to see him, he got to hear your voice. Did that kind of put you at some type of ease?
That helped, it helped. And I mean, after a while, it got better, it got a little easier. I came home a couple of times, so I was able to see him. Like I my oldest son had went to stay with his dad in Delaware, so I flew into North Carolina and got my youngest son, and me and my youngest son took the train to Delaware, and so we spent like a week together in Delaware with my family and stuff. So, I did get to see him sometimes, but it's, being, it was hard to pay my bills. So I definitely had to drive across the country, but yeah.
I'm proud of you. Super, super
Thank
proud of you.
you, sis.
I'm not gonna ask you all these questions. We're gonna
Oh,
dive
it's
into
fine.
it. I know. We always talk all the time, and I haven't talked to you. I mean, we talk during D through DMs. You send me the beautiful messages. We go back and forth with that, and that's how I stay in tabs with you. But I'm talking about as far as how we used to have our conversations on the app platform that I once was on, and it was kind of more personal. So that there, I miss you, and I'm
I miss you
super.
too.
Once you, I don't, faith is a mustard seed, correct? So when you told me about this, I met you in the middle of this, right? I met you when you were in the storm, okay? And I remember I was like, I told you this word for word. You're gonna get through this. You're gonna get through this. And then he was like, Wavy, that was my name on there, but Wavy, I got some news. They got me on the list, and you were so excited. And I remember I felt good. It made me tear up, okay? Because I was just so happy for you to get good news. God is just good, period, okay?
Yeah, because I had that my journey, on dialysis. I've been on dialysis for almost 10 years. And the fortunate thing about being on dialysis and then going for a kidney transplant is the day that you start dialysis, that's your list date. So when they officially put you on the list, even if they put you on the list on June 23rd, if you started June 23rd or 24, even if you started dialysis in 2017, your list date shows 2017. So that puts you really at the top of the list. And I literally was the first person on the list because I had been on dialysis for almost 10 years. And so when they put me on the list, I was only on the list for 20 days.
God is
So
good. God
20
is so
days,
good.
and I'm telling you, he is amazing.
That news, when you came and told me, I just happened to be live and you came and told me that. I was like, I don't know, whatever else I was going through that day, it didn't even matter. It was like, I was so happy for my sister that I just felt your feelings of emotion through me. Okay. Because I know I'm gonna cry soon or tear up. Because it's just I was with you in the midst of this, and it's so crazy. How did you handle the physical pain or discomfort associated with your illness?
Before I went, like there's a couple different types of dialysis that you can do. You can do like at home. There's two different forms of at home dialysis that you can do, and then you can do like where you go to the center and stuff. And so I used to do at home dialysis where I had this catheter in my stomach. So of course that is, and it, that in itself is horrible. Like how you trying to be cute and sexy with this thing hanging out your stomach? Like that ain't cute. That ain't listen, I'm a young chick. I'm still trying to be out here be cute and sexy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, so that was the challenge because I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to undress and stuff like that. So you know that like put my social life and my love life on hold and everything. And so you know that was tough. I wouldn't say that I felt a lot of pain associated with it. The only time I would have to say was like pain is when like maybe you know surgeries, and I didn't have a whole bunch of them like when I was in Texas, but I've had a whole lot of them since I got to North Carolina. Yeah, so that would be the only thing, just recovering from all the different surgeries and you know the scars on my
The
body.
scars.
Oh, they're terrible, you know. And yeah, the scars are probably the biggest thing now because I'm like, you know, I look at my body and I'm just like, I don't want to look at my body because I just got so many scars, you know.
Man, that's scars of bravery right there. That's
And
scars.
my battle
That
scars, I mean,
tell a story.
I wear them with pride, you know what I mean? But it's hard to, you know what I mean? It's a mental thing. It's hard to feel attractive, you know, when you have all these scars all over your body, you know?
This is, I definitely get that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you now, vibrant over there and everything, okay?
Honey, listen, I'm positive.
Were there any books, podcasts, or other resources that provided you with inspiration and strength?
I wouldn't
Was
say in the beginning, no, because I was, yeah, honey, I was not a social media person, and Facebook was it. That was literally it. And so that, you know, that was like a way, and I, you know, was using Facebook when I lived in Texas, and that was my way of keeping in contact with my family back east. And so I, you know, I really wasn't, but then, you know, I really wasn't doing anything then. But, you know, once the pandemic hit, that's when I became a social media person because I was bored. And it was funny because I never went out like that anyway. I was never like, I don't like to be out in crowds and things like that. And when
Same.
COVID hit and they was like, you can't go outside, I'm like, I'm ready to be outside.
The opposite.
Y'all trying to keep me in the house. Why y'all trying to keep me in the house and try to be outside? And so that was funny, but yeah, you know, so I started a couple different, you know, got on a couple different apps, and you know, that's when I found Tag, and you know, started. That was when, you know, that was when the live streaming really, well, that was when I knew that the live streaming had started up, and it was on a different app than Tag, but it was you know, that was what got me through, you know, that time because COVID was terrible.
Oh my
And yeah, so
gosh.
towards the end, social media, you know, just kind of got me through.
That
And
was
I get to know
me.
all the people that I met. You know what I mean? Everybody that I met, you know what I mean? Everybody get, you know, always encouraged, you know, like AV and Jamila and and so yeah, but yeah.
Avi and Jamila is definitely the most encouraging, uplifting people I've have met in a while.
Yep.
Yes.
I
Shout
love
out
Shameless.
to them.
Yep.
I feel the same. What advice would you give someone who has just been diagnosed with that similar illness?
Don't give up. And don't give up. Do not give up. You know, prayer changes things. God is,
Yes.
you know, it is a test. It is all a
Yes.
test. And it is up to you to pass the test. He will give you the direction, he will give you the knowledge, but it's up to you to follow his direction and to use the knowledge that he gives you. And for a long
Right.
time, I did not do that. That's why I was on dialysis for 10 years, because I didn't do that. You know, it was like I let everything hold me back and drag me down instead of, you know, me pushing forward and, you know, really doing what I had to do. It was like, you know, I was,
Right.
and I mean, it was because I was without my kids. I didn't give up, but I didn't care. And so,
Right.
you know, I was like okay with being on dialysis. And then when I wasn't okay with being on dialysis, that's when things started changing. And
Right.
I, you know, it was little things that I had been praying for. And the biggest thing that I had been praying for was patience, because I was like, God, I'm trying to be patient through this process, but it is so hard because they keep telling me one thing and then something else happens. And I'm like, I'm trying to be patient. Help me be patient. And this one thing happened to me on my way home from dialysis one day. And I was like, God, I didn't learn a thing, did I? And I was like, you know what? I learned today. I said, I'm gonna go drive on home. I'm just gonna go home. I'm not gonna say nothing. Just go here. Just go home. And I went on home.
Right.
The very next week, I got the phone call that I was approved or that I was going on the list. And it was like, you know, I had been saying, you know, God, I'm gonna be faithful and obedient. And that's what exactly
Yes.
what I've been saying to myself. I'm gonna be faithful and obedient. Faithful and obedient. And that's all I kept saying to myself. And when I
Wow.
finally became obedient, because I had been faithful, when I finally became obedient and listened to
Right.
him when he told me to walk away, that's when everything happened. So don't give up.
Wow.
It may, you know what I mean, you're and
Don't
what's
give
for
up.
you is for you. And
Oh.
it may take some time, but don't give up. You know what I mean? You gotta just
Yeah.
stay the course and know that God got you. He is trying to teach you a lesson. I needed to slow down. That's what he, this was my lesson. That was my lesson. Slow down. You need to chill
Yeah.
sometimes. And he slowed me
Right.
down. You know, but
Wow.
all you gotta do is stay the course, and you know, you got to get down on your knees and pray.
Yes.
You got to
Yes.
you have to form a personal relationship with God, and just you gotta pray your way through it. You know what I mean? Other people, you know, hopefully other people are praying for you as well, but you gotta pray your own way through it, you know.
Right. Ooh.
Testimony, honey, testimony.
Yes, my goodness. Okay. We already asked you that. You already answered that. How did you keep your mental health check during this time? Like, how did you stay like
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh, man.
It was that was hard. That's a hard one right there.
Okay.
That's definitely a hard one. Because, you know, not only was I fighting the disease, I didn't have my kids. You know, I didn't have my kids. And I went crazy. But I have to be thankful, because not long before I started dialysis, I got a dog. I got my little dog, and
I
he was my
remember.
comfort. He was my companion. He was my little warrior through the whole thing, because he was there with me the whole time. And
Right.
when my kids weren't. So him and I are still, he just turned 11 this year, but me and him are so close.
I remember.
My little punky.
Okay. Wow. Can you share an inspiring story or a moment from your journey that you often reflect on?
Well, I often, and maybe because it's the most recent thing, is I often, you know, talk about the progression and how fast everything happened once I became once I became obedient. Like it literally was 5 weeks from the time I got the whole patience thing to the time they gave me the time I got the phone call. 5 weeks. And I was like, you know what? It's a whirlwind. It really is. It was a whirlwind. You know, so I talk about it all the time, just how fast it happened. You know, and this is probably the biggest thing that I talk about all the time is now I know that being, you know, getting on the transplant list and, you know, and then getting your phone call. I know that that's not a quick thing, but I knew the process. I knew what day I started dialysis, so I knew where I would be on the list. But now myself, I really didn't think it would happen in 20 days. I didn't think it would happen in 20. So I get to the hospital and everybody, you know, all the doctors and nurses and stuff coming in to see me. And then you have all the nurses and stuff. They're just like, oh my gosh, you got called in 20 days? That's unheard of. I can't even tell you how many people said that to me, that is so unheard of. And I was like, you know what? After a while, I was like, you know what? I get what you're saying. I respect what you're saying. But I'm going to tell you this. There is nothing unheard of when you have God on your side. I said, but I understand that in y'all met, you know, with your medical knowledge and things like that, there are certain things, you know, science, people, you know, if science is something that you can, you know, prove and you know what I mean? It's a proven thing. Listen, you gotta have faith to know that God got you. And I was like, if you ain't
That's
got no faith,
a
you don't know
fact.
what I'm talking about. But listen, I got God on my side. And he made that happen. Boom, boom, boom. Yep.
Oh man, faith without works is dead.
It's dead. Tell him
Okay.
again.
Shoot. Faith without works is dead. It's like, what are we doing?
What?
Okay. Woo. Oh my gosh. Did you find support groups or communities helpful? And would you recommend them to others?
I didn't really do any like support group kind of things. You know, I had my mom and she stayed in Texas with me. And then like she had, you know, she had a lot of friends. Like I didn't really have you know, the couple of jobs and I only had two jobs when I was out there, or actually three. I don't know. But the two of the jobs I had, I worked for T-Mobile and Microsoft. And they, you know, are huge companies. And so I made a lot of friends there, but I ain't no social butterfly. I don't need to be out and about and stuff. So, but I used to go with my mom to different places. And so I used to tell people all the time, I hang with a mature crowd. You know what I'm saying? I hang with like senior citizens and it's okay because they have a good time too. But you know, I used to hang with my mom and her friends and you know, because they all bowled and I used to go to their little bowling convention or tournaments and stuff with them. We have a good old time. So that was my thing, is just hanging out with my mom and her friends. That was a good time for me.
I did the same with my mom. I still do.
I do too, girl. Too. Me too. Me and my
I
mom,
still do.
her birthday is in a couple of weeks. We going to see The Whispers, Jeffrey Osborne,
Nice.
and Evelyn Champagne King in a couple of weeks, honey. We about to be in there jamming.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Yep.
Did you have to d take did you have to take any kind of like information from doctors, whereas they told you needed to do a diet or exercise or anything of that nature during this
Ooh.
time?
Yes, it's
And
so
how did that make you
when you're
feel?
on dialysis, there are so many things that you can't. There are quite a few things you cannot do. Like you can't eat like dairy products, you know, cheese, milk. Yeah, you gotta watch your dairy if you do have you. Well, you can't. So dairy and like chicken and beef carry phosphorus, and phosphorus, the kidneys break down phosphorus, and so when your kidneys are not working, it's not breaking down the phosphorus, and phosphorus is horrible. When I tell you it's horrible, it's horrible. And what it does is it builds up in your system. It can create It can create extra bone in your body. It make you itch. Like it's ter if your level gets too high, it'll make you itch. And so that was that's a big thing, you know, but you have to take, you know, you take meds and stuff. You gotta take these big old horse pills every time you eat. I'm like, that's no fun. Then you couldn't you know, there's, so that's, you know, like I said, you couldn't, I couldn't have ice cream and stuff like that. You do have to watch your diet. You know, a lot of patients that are on dialysis are actually like diabetics. And fortunately enough, I've never been diabetic. You know, my issue was caused due to high blood pressure for an extended period of time. And so, you know, thankfully I didn't have to deal, you know, with that side of things, because that comes with a whole set of another problem, you know, a whole nother set of problems. But yeah, you know, for the most part, it was really just the dairy. And then you just have to, yeah, it's like everything in moderation, you know? Yeah, everything in
All
moderation.
right. So what do you eat now, sister?
Well, I can eat anything, but the only thing I cannot have is grapefruit juice. And I'm not very
Grapefruit juice.
happy about that because most people can't stand it, but I actually love it.
Love it.
And some of my anti-reject, it will, you know, decrease the effect of some of my anti-rejection medications. And so I'll reject the kidney. And so I was like, nope, won't be drinking
Not
that
worth
no
it.
more. Nope, not worth
Not
it.
worth it.
Not at all.
So how have you been with your boy, your kids, and you know, reuniting with your kids since all of this has taken place?
It's been really good. My youngest son, he was actually, my sister had went on vacation because like my sister went on vacation and he was with me at the time when I got the phone call to go to the hospital. And so, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I know he don't want to be sitting in the hospital for like 2, 3 days and stuff. Like, what am I gonna do with him? So I just left him home. He was like 16. So I was like, you old enough to be home. Just don't be freaking having no parties and stuff. You all right? Play your video game. You know, and my oldest son, he wasn't here. He moved in October of last year. He moved all the way to Michigan. I'm telling you, he broke my heart, child. He broke
I remember you came into my life crying. I remember.
Oh girl, he broke my heart. He
My
broke my heart. Yep. Yes,
baby. Oh my
ma'am.
gosh. But he do come and see you now and visit you, or you went to visit him, right? Or no?
No, he came home this weekend.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we brought him home this weekend. And actually, we went to the water park today. Girl. So it's not like a traditional water park, you know, you got rides and stuff, wave pools or with lazy rivers. It's nothing like that. It's actually an inflatable water park. It's like this big rubber floating water park. It's like a wipeout zone. Girl, that thing is so fun, but I can tell you right now, I'm gonna pay the price tomorrow. Pay the price.
You're gonna be knocked out after this.
Girl, I got bruises all over my body, but you want to know what? The
Goodness,
last
yeah.
out the last time I went last year with some friends and my kids, and I didn't get out there. I didn't do nothing because I was scared. All I did was kayak last year. But this year I was like, you know what? I'm gonna challenge myself. You know what I mean? I just got my transplant and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna challenge myself. I'm not, you know, I'm not doing anything that would hurt the kidney or anything, but I'm gonna give myself, I'm gonna do it. Girl, I was out there
So
I
go.
was out there for about 40 minutes to an hour, and that was long enough.
You have fun though.
Girl,
It's about making the memories, you know?
woo. Girl, I was
It's
slipping and
making the
sliding all
memories.
over the place.
Oh
Oh
my
my gosh.
gosh. I have to try out a place like that.
Girl, my
I
toe,
love
oh, I
places.
thought I broke my toe. It's all bruised. I got bruises all down my legs.
I
It is ugly,
believe it.
but you know what? These is
You
battle
gotta get
scars
some.
too. I had so much fun,
Nice.
but I'm so tired
So
right
I
now.
know that you told me when all this was over and done with, because you had patience, and not only did you have patience, you had faith. Your faith was strong. Like you said before, you were obedient, okay? You was already with your faith, but you was working on that obedience. But you said it was a place that you were going to visit when this was all said and done. So, is that the place you're going on a cruise next year?
No, but
Okay.
we are going to cruise. We're going to
Okay.
Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and St. Thomas. I just wanted to go
Nice.
somewhere. Just wanted to go somewhere.
Right.
I mean, I definitely my dream destination is Greece and
And you
Bali.
wanted to Bali. Yep, I
And
remember.
I'm headed there. I'm headed there. I'm about to be a jet setter. Listen, y'all gonna have to get
Let's
me catch me
go.
when you can. Catch me when you can. I said,
You sound
listen,
like me.
honey, I booked my first cruise 3 months after I had my transplant. And
Let's
I'm
go.
so super excited. Like, it's my first cruise, it's a 7-day cruise, and I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh my
You know.
goodness. When
And
whenever you're
I'm
ready
going
for
with my
Bali.
mom. I'm going with my mom too.
Let's go.
Yep,
Please
so.
send me some pictures or little videos. Post something on your
Oh, you know I
Instagram.
will.
Thank
But you know,
you.
mom just became a travel agent. So I'm like, listen,
Oh,
girl, we gotta get out here and
nice.
start traveling so we can get some stuff on this page.
Right.
I said, look,
And
I'm ready. I told her I was
that
like
would be dope.
I was gonna contact my traveling friends, you and my other girlfriend. I said, they always somewhere, honey. They got videos. I'm like,
Let's
listen, can
go.
I steal y'all
Let's go.
videos?
'Cause if y'all want to go to Bali, I definitely got the people for you so you can have an amazing time like I did.
That's what's up.
Okay?
That's
Or any
what's
place
up.
that you want to go to at this point.
I want to go.
What is one piece of wisdom you gained from this experience that you would like to share with our listeners?
Oh gosh. So many things, but I'm gonna think of the biggest thing. Here I go again.
Oh, it's okay.
Just
That's
think about my,
okay.
you know, I'm just thinking about my kids.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking about my kids. And you know, just hug your family. Stay close to your family. You know what I mean? Because you
Right.
never know. I mean, you never know when it's gonna be your time, when it's gonna be their
Right.
time. We just never know. And
Right.
you know, the devil tried to take me out of here multiple times. He really did. He tried to take me out of here a couple times. And it's, you know, I've seen the toll that it's taken on my youngest son, because he was so young when it all began. And he's only
Right.
16 now. And so he's really seen me go through this whole thing. But just
Right.
don't, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so much that's going on in the world today that it's
Right.
easy for us to let petty stuff come between us as family, not just your immediate family, you know what I mean, your cousins, you know, aunts, uncles, whatever. You
Right.
know, life is too short, and like with all the pettiness going on in the world, we don't need it within our family, you know. And I just
Right.
just you know, take care of your family, be there for your family. That, you know, that's the big, that your family is the most important thing to me. Always has been, always will be. You know, family is my
Right.
strength.
Same.
Yeah, family's my strength. So, but yeah, just be, just take care of your family. Just take care.
That's the best advice
I
ever.
love my boy.
Oh man. And he said, how old is your oldest son now?
He is 24 and the little one is
24.
16.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So that's one is about to graduate high school soon.
Yes. And the other one, he, like I said, he moved to Michigan. He just left me. He left me alone. No, but you know what? It was the best thing in the world for him to go. It was. He's
Right.
grown up so much. I've grown up too, you know, gotten used
Right.
to, you know, it was like, you know, I allowed myself to be lazy. You know, I really did. I
Right.
allowed myself to be lazy. And because I'd be like, oh, go do this for me. Oh, go do that. Do this. Oh, I'm just tired. And I ain't that tired. I could get up and do it. But I just allowed myself to be lazy.
Let's be
And since
lazy.
he's been
Right.
gone, I've stepped up my game, and
Let's
I'm not
go.
just sitting around withering away. You know what I mean? I'm up doing stuff.
Right.
You know, I'm working
Because
long
if you don't
overdue.
use it, you're gonna lose it,
I
okay?
know that's
And
right.
this is the last question. How has this experience changed your outlook on life?
Getting this transplant. Girl, I'm told you, I'm ready to be a jet setter. I'm trying to be, listen, it's about to be hot girl summer. You know what I'm saying?
I know
Honey,
that's
it's
right.
about to be hot girl summer. Now, through the whole process, I lost a lot of weight.
Right.
And so now I'm just trying to get it toned up a little bit. Now I got some little more
Okay.
energy, a little bit. We got to tone her up. So she's gonna be like,
Yes.
oh, well. But I'm trying to be out in the streets just a little bit, just a little bit.
As you should.
I don't do the streets too much. Especially
Right.
since a girl already turned 50 and everything, I don't got
Let's
time about the streets.
go.
Okay. The streets be calling me though. But
Let's
no, they've been
go.
having some things here in Raleigh,
Okay.
little like outdoor events and stuff. They have this thing called adult
Okay.
recess.
Oh.
One of my patients at my job, she's in this club, what's it called? 40 plus double dutch
Okay.
club or something like that. Girl, I'm about to be out here jumping some double dutch.
I know you were telling me about the recess, the adult recess. I just never got to hear like your experience. Like,
Oh man,
was it
well,
fun?
I wish I could have went to the last one, but it was my cousin's
Okay.
birthday and they were having a birthday party. But the last one they had like softball and kickball, dodgeball, things like that. All the things that
Nice.
like we played in middle school and stuff, to just
Right.
have fun. They got a little table set up where you can play pinochle, spades, any kind of card game. They have board games out there. Now the time that I actually made it, we were hula hooping, double dutching. We was playing a little beach
Nice.
volleyball. We was throwing axes.
That's so nice.
We had a good time. We really did.
I
It was
love
fun.
that.
And it was, it was people from all over Raleigh. And so, you get to socialize and meet people. And it was just
Right.
such an awesome vibe. Nobody was tripping and, wasn't
No,
no
I
yelling, no
love that.
fighting. We just
No
had a good time.
fighting. That's awesome. Yep. So I highly encourage you make the Instagram page for your traveling.
Well, we did.
And
We
oh, you
got a
did?
picture.
So I.
Yeah, I got a couple of pictures and stuff up there.
Okay. So.
Just some still shots. And I'm like, shoots, I need some videos. Because this is other girl that I follow that's a travel agent. And she got the best videos. I'm like, damn, I wish I could snag her videos.
But the
Yeah.
reels are really easy. The reels, long as you select what you want, it puts it in the order for you. I know you did reels before, and it breaks it up. So the editing is not as extensive. It's not so much. Like some people get overwhelmed. And just keep putting it out there, sister. I'm definitely gonna follow you on that page. You gotta let me know after the show.
I'll
So
send
I
them
can
to you.
follow. That's I
Yeah, I'll
definitely
send them to you.
support. So is
We can
anything
always
else
bring up
you
something.
I think that is amazing. For one, I love you. I met you while you were going through this storm, and we just gravitated towards each other. God put us together for a reason.
Goodbye.
And every time I get a message from you, I'll be like, "What's she sending me?" Because I know it's something uplifting or something funny. It's one of the two, and it's always on time. I promise. Every time it's always on time. But I'm like, I had to get my sister on this show. My show would not, I need her on an episode, okay? Would not be where I needed to go without
Happening.
her. And is anything else you would like to share? Anything?
Well, if y'all are ever on tags, I do a game night on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m.
Yes.
And we have a good time. We have naughty nights sometimes too. Shh. We also have some naughty games. And but yeah, we have a good time. I just bought some
Okay.
new games for game night. And
Nice.
they've been going over pretty good. So yeah,
Good.
that's about it.
Yeah, so if you don't have the tag app, make sure you download it. Search her name. Her name is Here Comes Trouble. If you want to go and support her and check her out, she's also on Instagram, like I said in the beginning of the interview. Same name, Here Comes Trouble. Make sure you guys go follow her. I think it's amazing that you're starting a travel journey. I'm super excited for you. And God is amazing. I'm just happy to see you here. You're glowing and you're happy. And your boys is back, although one
I'm
moved
back.
away. But
Yeah.
God is amazing, sis. So
He go back tomorrow.
he go back tomorrow. It go by so
Yeah. It
fast.
does. It went by super fast, but
Oh
it's
my
okay.
gosh.
We had a good time, and he had a good
Yes.
time with his friends and stuff too. So that was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you would like to
Did you want me
have
to sing?
nothing else,
Did you want me to
yes.
sing?
Any song of your choice.
Okay. I'm trying
There's
to
no.
find my live air here.
She has an amazing voice, guys.
All
A
right,
very
all
amazing
right.
voice.
So I wasn't sure what I was gonna sing in my girlfriend in my tag live. She was like, "You gotta do One Night Only." I'm like,
Oh, that's my song.
really? I was like, really? We about to do that? That's how we doing that?
Just a little before she goes into the last part of the show, she's gonna end us off with a song. But just a little backstory. When I met Trouble, I stumbled into her live and she was singing. She will always sing in the mornings before she get ready for work, in her kitchen, whether she was cooking, whatever she doing, she moving around and she's
Over my
singing.
head.
And we loved her voice so much. She was on featured shows on the app tag that everybody asked her to sing. And it's just a blessing to have her sing for me. Okay?
Okay, so let me see if I can, if this is loud enough. So I'm gonna
Okay.
do, yeah, hold on, let me see.
I'm gonna mute myself too. Let's see.
That's not what I'm singing though. I just wanted to make sure it was loud enough. You can hear the music?
Not her
Did you
speaker, hold on. What you say?
hear the music?
I can hear
Okay.
it.
Okay. I wonder if I should do it with my mic to make sure you can hear me. No, I'm just gonna do
The
it. I'm trying to be professional and stuff, you know.
I
All
need the
right.
full Trouble experience, okay?
All right. But you can hear me clearly, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll be all right. You once all my love and my devotion. You want my love and soul right line. I'm hoarse. I have no doubt that I could love you forever. The only trouble is you really don't have the time. You've got a one night only, that's all I have to spare. One night only, let's not pretend to care. One night only, come on, big baby, come on. One night only, we only have till dawn. In the morning, this feeling will be gone. It has no chance going on. Something so right has got no chance to So let's forget about chance. One night only. One night only. One night only. Honey, I'm so good. This is terrible.
That was amazing anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sis, for being here.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I park screaming all afternoon.
And you sound good. I love that song.
Oh, that's my jam, so thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for blessing my platform. I appreciate you.
I have me back again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a good night, sissy.
All right. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
So that was Here Comes Trouble. You guys make sure you tap in with her. Her story is amazing.